the golden rule, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. It's often associated with Jesus Christ. But here we have it in one of the first books of the Bible, Leviticus. But the golden rule goes well beyond the Jewish scriptures or the Christian scriptures. Most faiths have some sort of tenet that is like the golden rule, because it only makes sense. We should treat people how we want to be treated. We know well how we want to be treated. We know when we have been slighted or feel disrespected. We know when people come across as rude or oblivious to anyone else around them. We know that well, but yet somehow we still struggle with that simple rule with others. It seems to me that if we're really living our life, we should be able to think back on our week and know those moments in our days that we didn't treat someone like we wanted to be treated. Because when we're really living our life, it brings us into conflict. That's what the phrase, though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen, do not incur sin because of him, means in Leviticus. A life well lived for others will naturally bring us into conflict with others, because we all have different ways of doing things, and different things we hold as important, and different needs. Disagreements and conflict in this world should be present because it's a way that we can grow in holiness. It's a way that we test our ideas and desires and our motives, because we all know we are good at only knowing what we want and how we want to be treated. Normally, at this point in the homily is where I try and turn the good news in the gospel. The readings present a problem to us, and then we can get some direction from the other readings to try to pull us out of the tough spot we find ourselves in. But I'm afraid this week, I don't see it. Because when we get to the gospel, Jesus not only reinforces the golden rule, but he makes it even harder. Because with treating others as we would like to be treated, we can find some wiggle room to treat others poorly, if they're treating us poorly. We could convince ourselves to be rude if others are being rude. And we could convince ourselves to be dishonest if the other person is being dishonest. But Jesus leaves no room for that. Jesus tells us to treat others as we would want to be treated, even when they are the worst people in the world, even when they are taking more than they should, even when they are being rude. Now the golden rule turns into turn the other cheek. That's rough. That's an impossible level for us to achieve. And again, Jesus leaves no doubt. He tells us to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Here's the deal. Jesus expects the impossible from us. Jesus doesn't want us to treat others as we would like to be treated. Instead, Jesus wants us to treat others as he has treated us. In little under 2 months, we will celebrate Easter. But before we get to Easter, we must pass through Good Friday. We must pass through the cross. Jesus is hanging on that cross, not because he's treating others as he would like to be treated. He's hanging there because he loves us so much that he puts us ahead of him. He puts us ahead of his comfort and his plans. He puts us ahead of his own life. That's a very hard example to live, but there it is. We are not to treat others as we would like to be treated, but instead, we should treat others as we would like Jesus to treat us on the day of judgment. And I bet all of us want our sins and shortcomings on that cross with Jesus. So there's the deal. We are called to go well beyond the golden rule. We are called to love others as Jesus loves us. And that seems to be a great thing to ponder as we enter into Lent this week.